questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. So previously, we talked about OCD and how to overcome it in some ways. We said that there are some supplications, some du'as in order to soothe those people who are suffering from this issue. And Brother Karimi already mentioned some prayers that you could make use of. And also we mentioned the name of a website in which you could go and visit plenty much of du'as that would work for you, for those who are actually suffering from waswas, or what we call it today as OCD. And then at the very end, we came up with another story. And we told you that we're going to talk about them in the coming session, which is today. Right now, I would ask Brother Karimi to continue what he was telling you. So,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, in the last part of the previous session, we talked about a special type of waswas that the Muslims, they are suffering from. And they are related to the issues like purity and impurity and ablution, wudu, and prayer, like salat. And, they believe that, when something is impure, they wash it a lot, and then again, they feel that it's again impure.
It's not
and they
clean already.
It's not clean. When it comes to ablution, some of them, they spend a lot of time to do one wudu, to make one ablution.
Yes, an hour, half an hour.
Yeah, and the major ablution or ghusl, it takes them a lot of time. And for the same is true about prayer. So again, we said before that we understand that this is a kind of disorder,
which is very difficult to overcome.
Exactly.
And it needs to be done little by little and step by step.
And people cannot expect these people to overcome it all at once. It's a problem which
needs
to be
cured. To miraculously get healed, it's not a
possible.
Good concept, yes.
At least for the great majority of the people. We said that it's a problem which is not a new one, because we have some narrations for the people suffering from that, from the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, giving them some practical advices. So, as I mentioned in the previous session, the people suffering from this problem, first of all, they need to come to this conclusion that they can get rid of it through practicing. So
to decide.
Yeah, it needs some time, some hard work for them to change their attitude that there is a way to get rid of that.
Yes.
Either through these theoretical and practical ways or consulting specialists and psychologists.
So
or finally,
the first step, there's a desire. They must wish to change it.
Yeah.
And then, as you mentioned,
and there are stages. At the last
stages.
Point, they may go to the,
medical,
physicians and consume some pills and medications. So there are some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So they shouldn't be disappointed. But talking about some theoretical and practical ways, as mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, when it comes to the issues of purity and impurity, and these people also make a lot of doubts when they say their prayers and when they make ablutions, the minor and major ones. For example, they're washing their, they're wiping their head. They doubt whether they have washed their hand properly or not. So it's been mentioned in the narrations that such people should not pay attention to their doubts.
Yes.
And this ablution, this prayer with all these doubts is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is that imagine I'm a person suffering from this kind of waswas. I make ablution, I make a lot of doubts, and then I need to repeat. God says that these people should come to this point, that God says that this ablution that you made, with all these deficiencies that it might have, I accept it as a proper prayer.
Because he does not want people to be ablution. In difficulty.
Yeah. If you are making a lot of doubts in your salat, in your prayers, I accept the prayer that you said with all those deficiencies that you think there were in that
there
prayer.
Were, yes.
So God says that I accept it. God says that if you're making some doubts, whether it is impure or pure, I consider it pure for you. So what matters for us is whether this is pure in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, not in reality. Mm-hmm. You know, the point is that in Islam, in jurisprudence, we have this concept that whatever we do not know, whether it is pure or not, it is pure.
We consider it to be pure.
Thank you for using that word. We consider it pure, which means that it might be impure, but it doesn't matter for us. I mean, it's not a matter of realities here. It's a matter of consideration.
We've not made sure of.
Yeah. So God says that this is a proper wudu. This is a proper ablution. Proper
acceptable
prayer.
One.
I accept it. So we need to come to this point that we should not prefer our understanding over now the bloody consideration and understanding of God. When God says that, I have already accepted your prayer with all those doubts. You shouldn't pay attention to the doubts anymore. So stop it. Do not repeat the prayer again. Do not repeat the ablution again. You want God to accept it? God says that I have already accepted it the first time that you made it, the ablution, the prayer. And all the details are mentioned in the books of fiqh and jurisprudence. Again, we need to, I mean, for such people, it might be difficult for the first day to accept it, but gradually speaking, they need to think and study about
practice.
That. They need to practice. Let me share some narrations in this regard. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that إِذَا كَثُرَ عَلَيْكَ السَّهْوَ فَمْضِ فِي صَلَاتِكَ. When you have a lot of doubts in your prayer, just continue your prayer. Do not pay attention to your prayers. Some people who make a lot of doubts, they just break the prayer to just redo it again.
Yes.
From the beginning. Imam al-Sadiq, the Imam says that لَا تُعَوَّدُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ بِنَقْزِ السَّلَاةِ. Do not break your prayers so that Satan, comes to this understanding that he can make it a habit for you. Because if you do that, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ خَبِيثٌ يَعْتَادُ لِمَا عُوَّدُ. When you do it, repeatedly, then Satan also desires to deceive you, to make
yes.
you break the prayer.
He actually finds a way into your skin.
Mm-hmm. And then the Imam gives the practical advice. فَلْيَمْدِ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الْوَهْمِ. If you have all these doubts, just ignore the doubts and continue the prayer. وَلَا يُكَثِّرَنَّ نَقْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. Do not break the prayer a lot. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ مَرَّاتٍ لَمْ يَعُدْ إِلَيْهِ الشَّكِ. Very interesting. It is as if Imam is, a very modern psychologist. And of course he is. He says that if you do it, for a couple of times, then that doubt will not come to you anymore. So just try not to pay attention to those doubts anymore.
Don't let those doubts work on you.
Exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
It's been mentioned, let me just share some stories in this regard. One of the scholars says that one of the clergies, he used to take a lot of time just to make one wudu, one ablution, and he was in the famous a school of Fayliya in the holy city of Qom. Once the great religious authority, Ayatollah Abdul Karim Ha'eri, the founder of the Islamic Seminary of Qom, he saw that person struggling a lot just to make a wudu and ablution. He whispered something in his ears and then went. The narrator of this story says that that person was not seen to do that again anymore. And later I asked him that what was the advice of the Ayatollah Sheikh Abdul Karim. And he said that Sheikh Abdul Karim told me that imagine that people come to this point, that people who are observing you, the way that you are making the ablution, they think that this is the Islamic wudu. Then what is your answer to God on the Day of Judgment, that people came to know that this wudu with all these doubts and repetitions and difficulties,
drudgery,
yeah, this is the Islamic version of wudu. And for that person, it helped. He came to this conclusion that as a clergy, I cannot continue to that. Maybe people consider me
because
as
he's
a
responsible.
Role model. He's responsible. It's been mentioned the story of great Marajid, great Shia scholars and religious authorities, that they wudu lasted just for 1 minute. For ghusl, maybe less than 5 minutes, less than 10 minutes. So they are religious authorities. They are the people who are telling us that this is the way to make wudu, minor ablution and major ablution. So it has a message for all of us. Another point that for people suffering from waswas in terms of purity and impurity, when it's raining or it's been snowing and then they are passing by the alleys, especially in the past, they thought that, okay, everywhere now is impure. There is a possibility that it's been like a drop of blood
here. Everywhere
is
dirty, yes.
Yeah, and now I'm walking through the alleys and there are some drops of rain over my body.
And it's turning into a flood of blood.
Exactly. And now I'm completely impure. But interestingly, we have some stories because our great scholars knew about this problem, which is there for some of the people. And practically, they tried to tell the people that you should ignore these imaginations. So it's been mentioned that Ayatollah Burujadi, rahmatullah alayhi, he came whenever it was raining or snowing, and his clothes and clock were somehow dirty with all those drops and maybe mud and so on and so forth. So for people suffering from waswas, this is impure. You cannot pray for that. But this religious scholar and marja taqlid, the person who millions of people are following him, he comes to the mosque and he says the prayer with the same clothes. Again, a practical message for the people. The same has been mentioned by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. It's been mentioned about Ayatollah Ha'eri, rahmatullah alayhi, that once in the past we had the public bath, and suddenly, his turban fell down, and he just, took it and put it on his head. So for people suffering from that disorder, again, how come, it might be impure, but this a scholar is telling the people that
giving them the message.
Yeah, as long as you do not know that something, a place is impure, you need to consider it pure.
Yes, because you're not sure.
Yeah, God considers it pure. And we have many narrations in this regard. I will share some of them. It's been mentioned in all the books of jurisprudence, Risala, that those people who are kathiros checked, who makes a lot of doubts, and there is a definition for that. Like if you make one doubt or two doubts in a prayer, you may pay attention to the doubts, but as soon as you have the third doubt in the prayer, you should not pay attention to that anymore. You should ignore it, which means that God considers your prayer as a proper prayer, as an accepted prayer. So we need to work on it, that I'm saying my prayer because God has asked me to do so. And the same God has told me that from
He is satisfied with it.
Yeah, thank you for that. From the third doubt onwards, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is happy with my prayer, and I do not need to pay to my attention anymore. And this is, as I mentioned, this has been mentioned in many narrations, and the concept is famous as kathir al-shak, a person who makes a lot of doubts. So these are a couple of points that we think can be practical, but there are some, still some more practical ways. I think it would be great if we continue to talk about the same topic in the following session.
So this is as far as we got for today's episode. Inshallah, we would continue on the next episode, and we would have the complimentary episode for this one. Thank you for listening.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن